Hi, this is John here, and today I'm going to be talking about the five rules of sales proposals. And since I ventured into the world of running my own businesses, I've had to rediscover my proposal writing skills. It took me a while to find them, but I knew they were in there somewhere. No longer supported by the corporate machine, the power of a professional bid management process, and having to do the work myself, it's been an interesting but enjoyable journey. It's also reacquainted me with some guiding principles on what makes a good sales proposal. So here's five things you might want to consider the next time you start to write a sales proposal. The first thing is, it's not about you. A proposal needs to be focused on your customer and whatever it is they're going to gain by giving you their money, their time and their resource. Leave the stuff about you, your company and what you're good at until the end. If the customer thinks you understand their issues and challenges, they'll get round to reading about you. If they don't think you understand them, then they won't. Number two, an executive summary is an executive summary. The executive summary of the proposal should be exactly what it says in the heading. In other words, it's an overview of the key points of the proposal. Nothing more and nothing less. A personal preference of mine is always include the price in the executive summary. There's no point hiding it, don't be embarrassed about it. And ideally, the executive summary should fit on one side of A4. The third rule is be specific. It's not up to your customer to work out which of the myriad of products and services that you could offer is the right one for them. It's up to you to tell them. If you've taken the time to qualify the opportunity correctly and understand why the customer is prepared to part with their money to fix the problem that they've got, it should be easy to do this. If you haven't qualified the opportunity correctly, and importantly, if you don't understand your own product set correctly, then it won't be. The fourth rule is how much. State how much it's going to cost the customer to buy what you are recommending to them. If you can't do this, then they're going to struggle to approve or gain approval for the funds they need to place an order with you. And also, they may think that you don't know what they need, and they'll probably be right. The fifth and final rule is deliver on time. Once you've agreed the delivery date for the proposal, make sure you meet it. If you can't deliver your proposal on time, and your competitors can, it may make your customer doubtful as to whether you can deliver what they are buying on time. It could also lead them to perceive that you think you've got better things to do than meet your commitments to them, which isn't a great start. Overall, there are lots of things that go into writing a really good sales proposal. If you can't get these five right, it's likely that you'll be wasting your time, and it's very unlikely that you'll win. And after all, winning is what writing a sales proposal is all about, isn't it? I hope you find these rules useful when you're next writing a sales proposal. If you want a written copy of this audiobook, and you'd like to know more about the services we provide, just visit www.johnpc.com. .co.uk